Barristers are hung up on ProcureCos and ABSs. Solicitors are hung up on OFR and ABSs. In the meantime, the world of opportunity is passing them by. These are hurdles, amongst many others, for both professions. But they are stopping in their tracks if they can't jump over them. They don't see the end line and think, let's just keep running to achieve the end and avoid the hurdles if we need to. Sounds harsh, but true. I attended the Iris ProcureCo ABS event at which my colleague Joanna Poulton was speaking, a room made up of barristers' clerks, chambers managers and barristers. The in-depth discussion I heard around me was based on what model, what terms, what clauses, what control mechanisms. Not a single comment was focused on, this is just one way of moving forward into a future which we still need to tackle. As Joanna said, the context in which these choices are to be made is a business context, not a legal context. The end result is that chambers are simply stopping. Endless hours of discussion about ProcureCos and ABS, and in the meantime no forward and future planning on the bigger picture, what markets, what relationships. Whether or not a Chambers sets up a ProcureCo or enters into an ABS, the reality is that the world moves on and there are gains to be made, regardless of how they are achieved. And that broader context is important. When the chair of the bar makes a comment that seems to imply he's doing all he can to make sure barristers retain their traditional place in the provision of legal services, without any mention of the fact that perhaps it is the traditional place that needs to be ditched and a new one found, you wonder what hope for the future of the bar. I've also been speaking with some law firms, where they were not aware initially of outcomes-focused regulation, for example, and spent a deal of time learning about it. And then they stopped. We can't do this. We don't understand this. Let's wait until somebody else tells us what it means. And they stop. All activity. Marketing, market development, staff development. Because there's something ahead of them they don't understand. And as they cannot jump the hurdle because they don't know how high it is, they just stop. I'm not saying that decisions regarding ABS, ProcureCo, outcomes-focused regulation, to the extent that that really is a choice at the end of the day, are not there to be tackled or are not important. They are, and they must be. They are hurdles, or chances, or opportunities, depending on how positive you are about life, to be overcome. But it doesn't mean you stop the race until you can jump those hurdles. You could just run past them in the overall direction of the end, until you're ready to deal with them. Because otherwise you stop. You'll never reach the end. Keep going, however you do it. Look at the finishing line. Because others are avoiding those hurdles where and when they can. They tackle them later. They jump the ones they know how to jump when they can. Otherwise, they just avoid them and keep going. And they'll get there before you do.